Hi, and welcome to number 7 on my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about little local adventures. I'm really excited to talk about this group because when I became a full-time stay-at-home mom, I love doing things outside the house. Meaning if I go and visit a place like other than the park, other than, I don't know, where else would I typically go and visit? The mall, the zoo. I'm that person who will think, maybe if I ring up this business place and see if I can go to that place and visit, maybe other people want to join with me. So I would, I'll look in the in our community and see what activities are available for Olivia at the time. And back then, it was really just a library that I could join that would be appropriate for her age, because a lot of other activities, like there's soccer, dancing, you have learning programs, you got park and recreation, you have, you know, swimming camps, you name it. They would generally start at mainly 3 to 5 years old, depending on the company or organization. They wouldn't take kids starting at 1. So I'm like, you know what, I have a 1-year-old and I can't wait till she's 3, or I can't wait till she's 2. I need to start something now. So when I was at the library and I found this, you know, awesome program, and they do sing-alongs on Fridays. Sing for half an hour with your child. They read books, and then they would, Tina, that's her name, she's really lovely. Hopefully we'll get to have Tina on these episodes, this podcast, or maybe I'll have her on the website later. She, you know, she's really, really lovely. You know, then she, half an hour is singing and she read books, and then following after that, the last 30 minutes is where the children get to play. And she always brought out these toys and bubbles, bubble machine, and it was really fun. Well, then I was thinking, okay, well, during the month of April, I think it is April, that's when there's no programs running at the library for that age, because the staff is going on a holiday. You know, they have a little break. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, maybe that'll be my time to, you know, fill in the gap. So I organized a dance, a little dance activity for 4 weeks. And it was difficult because even though there was a lot of planning behind it, if you ask the parents who participated, it didn't look like I planned a lot, but I really did plan a lot, and I learned a lot. So I learned that from where I was at, I'm having Olivia teaching and having Olivia and 16 children plus parents. It's a lot of work just for one person. So I was able to narrow it down. And it really comes if, now that if I'm teaching and I have a 1-year-old with me, look, I can't have 16 kids and parents. I can only have 3 with my grandmother there. And you're thinking, okay, so what goes into teaching dancing? Well, you know, I didn't want it just to be come up and just dance. There was actually skills that I had in mind that I wanted to teach Olivia. Coordination and also just life skills. So as well, you know, character building. And you're probably thinking, really? That's just too deep. Why don't they just play? Just let them enjoy it. Well, I'm that type of parent. Play is awesome. But there's got to be a reason behind the play. And the child doesn't have to know it, but at least you know why you're doing it. As long as you make it fun, but there is a reason. Because what if you get a parent and say, okay, why'd you do that for? But then you can let them know, well, I got the hoop out and I got it on the floor so they can jump. in and out. Versus some children might not understand jumping with 2 feet as opposed to jumping with 1 foot in and out. Coordination, your standing, you know, your balancing. So all those things are steps the child is doing, and it's fun, but you are your method behind it. You understand why you do what you do. So I had to break it down, the lesson, and really think about what I wanted each child to learn each week. And it was difficult planning. It took a lot of time, and I'm not naturally a planner, so I had to learn this skill. And my sister who helped me, Maureen Fox, shout out to Maureen. Well, one day we will get her on this podcast, but she's in another country and she's absolutely amazing. So, and she's one of my consultants. She's really cool. So, you know, she was able to help me. So the 4 weeks was hilarious because I started off, like I said, 16, I think, families. And by the fourth week, I think I had 3. So, you know, and look, it didn't go as planned. You can plan. I planned and planned and planned. But lots of things happen each week. It just, on the outside, you know, I could have looked at it like, oh my gosh, what a disaster. You know, these parents, they think, what a waste of my time. You have no idea what you're doing. You know, you bring this equipment in. I mean, it was hilarious. But I learned a lot. And in the beginning, I was like, at the end, I was like, oh my goodness, only 3 showed up. What does that say about me as a leader or me as a dancing leader? Yeah, but I didn't. I thought, you know what, this is what I can do, this is what I can't do, and this is something that I won't do anymore. And this is not, but I love that. So from there, I thought, you know what, dancing's not my thing. How about I just go into the community, and 1 hour is a lot for me to teach. So I know for myself is teaching is not my thing, but I love to create the opportunity. So I decided from there, I'm going to go into the community, call up a place. For example, we've been to a pizza place called the Rulie's Pizza Place, one of our local places in our hometown, and I asked them, could our children come and make pizzas? Because one of the mums from this group said, hey, our daughter, kindergarten, they made free pizzas. Maybe if you call up, ask if our group can make free pizzas. And they did. Oh my gosh, this event was booked. I mean, I think we had at least more than 10 families. So there was a bunch of us, maybe 20 of us all together. It was a lot. But it was free little mini pizzas for kids. And if parents wanted to participate, then I think it cost them like $3.50, something like that. And then they gave us free pizzas. So our group was really cool. We left them a really good tip. So it was things like that. And then we have been to the fire station, of course. Fire station's awesome. And then we went to our local supermarket. Now you're wondering, why local supermarket, can that be fun? I tell you what, that is so much fun. And trying to find a supermarket that would let children starting at 18 months come along is really difficult for insurance purposes. So I called probably 4 or 5 and I emailed quite a few places, headquarters, asking if we could come in. They all said no except for this supermarket called Martin's Supermarket at the Goshen College Avenue. Shout out to Doug Kaiser and his staff member Janice. They were awesome. I mean, they took us around their store and they let kids sample different fruits, and then we went back into their big freezer, and then kids got to go in and scream, and then we, I don't know, they said, who wants to scream? So the kids were screaming in the big freezer, and then we came out, and then they had set up the tables where the kids could decorate cookies. Now, I thought it'd just be one cookie, but they let them decorate lots of cookies. I mean, it was lots of cookies, and then they got to eat lots of cookies. And then And they, you know, they provide us cold with water because it was hot, and then we got to color in pictures. So that activity was for 18 months to, I think, 5 years old. So it was a good ride, a variety. And then what else have we done? We've had cooking lessons from the same supermarket, but a different, we went to Alcott, which is a different location. So what I do is I call these places and I say, look, can we come and tour your facility? And most times it takes me at least three to four months to organize it, because I'm always organizing each event probably 3 to 4 months out. So I'm always thinking, okay, I've got this block, now I've got to think 3 or 4 months ahead. How can I start planning? Plus, when you're planning and you're calling these people, you've got to remember you've got the homeschoolers who are already got their programs in place, kindergartens, preschools, and schools. So as a stay-at-home mom, you know, you and your group, and we're not established per se as opposed to a school or a preschool. So they're like, huh? Who are you? And what do you do? So I tell them, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and we've got a little group, and we would love to come. Can we have an opportunity to come and visit your place? But because we're so, the children are so young, because I really want it to be from 18 months, and I think the oldest kid in our group is 14, I think. Not quite sure. Either 14 or 15. You have to, like, reassure the owner or the person who you want into the place where you want to visit, that your parents are really engaged with their child. Like, our group is not a come and just drop your kid off. Our parents are really awesome. They really want to learn with their child at the same time when they're experiencing their hands-on experience. So I love that interaction with, you know, my parents and their kids. They really want to make it fun for their child, and it's a good thing as well, because they're learning, you know, parents, you know, if you're a parent, you know your kids. Some kids are shy. Some kids are more vocal. Some kids, you know, they need more time to process. Olivia, she doesn't like surprises. She's not like, oh my goodness, I love this new thing. She's the type of person who will step back and say, well, what is going on? Just let me look for a minute. Let me settle. I just want to see from distance, and then I'll move forward. Sometimes her moving forward can take forever. So these activities for me is helping me how to push her, but not where she is hating the experience. It's where I'm helping her walk through the process, where she is able to, like, okay, mommy. And, you know, she might be crying, and I'll be like, what's going on? How can I speak to you and where I can get you to participate at your level, but still take a little bit step up, you know, move out from your comfort zone, where is you're going, but you trust me. So I generally say to her, trust the process. And as I'm saying that to her, I'm saying that to myself in this era, when I'm talking to people and when I am asking for permission, when I'm writing formal emails, or, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's fun. So here's the thing that I want to encourage you is this. Everyone wants to start something, and sometimes you get afraid of doing it because you don't know what people are going to say about you. Well, I just say, just do it and just see what happens. Like with this little local ventures. I don't have all the answers. And I've done my business plan. I've read books. And I've pretty much covered a lot of my bases. And I have my community with me. I have people who are in place who help me just nut it out in different areas. And so you know, I'm in a new stage where I tell myself, if this doesn't work, I'm okay because there's always something. You know, that's the great thing about dreaming. I don't just have one dream, I have multiple dreams. And I'm always constantly dreaming. And my mind is like, I would sleep and you wake up and you have a good idea, or you have an idea and you write it down, I'm that person. And I would put my stuff for a long time on my phone, and then my phone crashed. So now I really should go back to putting it on paper. So most times I just put it on the computer. So I was like, man, I lost all my good ideas. But that's just me. So I thought, you know what, I'll just make up a new book or make up a new file. So I really encourage you. I'll talk more about my little local adventures and how it goes. I really encourage you, don't be, just start. Just take little steps. Whether it's maybe to someone, they might say that's not a big step, that's like nothing. But for you, you know deep down it's a step. And as long as you're moving forward, that's good. And if it doesn't work out, oh well, take another step. You know, life is too short. And so I just want to say thank you very much for joining me. And have a nice day.